Hey guys, and welcome to the Transformation Mindset Podcast. I am your mindset coach, Lucy, and this podcast is to advise you on my best mindset motivational tips, guide you into a growth mindset, and share with you any of the best tips I can find in optimizing your mental and physical health. Enjoy this episode, guys. Hey guys, and welcome back to the podcast. It has been a hot minute, and I promise wholeheartedly that to not take any more breaks from the poddy for the foreseeable. I am going to be making it my solemn oath that each Sunday of the week we will have a new podcast episode launched every single week from here on out. And the reason I have started with this confession, apology for all of my loyal listeners, is because the episode that I'm going to do today is kind of going back to my original episode. I have been speaking to a few people close to me, people that I've met recently, in regards to how I come across on social media and in person, if I'm perfectly honest, and the reality of what's actually going on in the back burner, you know, behind the scenes type thing, and how these two completely contrast to how I come across with being positive, proactive. You know, I look like I'm ticking all my boxes and, you know, life is just fantastic. And I wanted to do another authentic update for you guys, a bit like that OG first episode. If you haven't listened to it, I recommend that you go back and listen to it. Is it kind of gives you a deep dive into who I am and how I've got to where I am now with this podcast, what everything that I'm doing with uni, with clients, with work, and the goals that I've got for the future, for my career, and for my clients. But I wanted to give you guys a proper update as to how I have actually been doing. And I did a mini one of this. I gave a brief overview a couple of months ago where I admitted that I'm not okay and that I hadn't been doing okay. But I feel with that episode, I wasn't completely authentic. I was still very much in the midst of being in a very, very low place. And I did kind of give you guys a bit of an understanding as to what my life had been looking like. However, I am now through the other side, emotionally, mentally, back in control. My life is definitely not in control as much as it may appear on social media, or even when I speak to people in real life. I have a lot of things that I'm still trying to figure out and I'm still trying to work through within my, not within myself, but with, you know, my external world. But I feel like with this podcast and everything that I am trying to achieve and everything that I am doing, it is super important that with my clients, with my listeners, with anyone who is choosing to come to my platforms and listen to what I have to say, the advice I've got to give, the knowledge that I've got to impart, that you understand that it's not just words. It's not just something that I've learned and I'm just re-spilling. Everything that I'm doing comes from experience, and to understand and relate with that experience, you need to know what that experience is to a point. I don't believe in giving full details because I don't think all the details are relevant. It's just the nitty-gritty situations that matter, you know, the life-changing situations which matter. And I'm going to start this podcast with being completely open and completely vulnerable. Now, a lot of people in my life do not know this, so it may come as a bit of a shock for certain people. And for those that are near and dear to me, I do apologize that I haven't been open and honest. I've just found it very difficult. I have been super fortunate to have a handful of people crawl with me through these last the last 8 months or so, if not longer. However, I haven't, like I said, been completely open and honest with everybody. Back in the beginning of July, I did attempt to take my own life. Now, fortunately, I did come to my senses, thanks to my little pooch, thanks to Pabs. And it's not easy for me to admit this because of what it is that I do for a job, because of everything that I do on this podcast. But it's literally the reason that I'm admitting it. And it's the reason that I'm going down the path that I am with my degrees, with the work that I'm trying to do, and the research I'm trying to create and understand and gather so that I can help other people in those positions with more than just some positive words. I don't believe in positive psychology. I think positive psychology masks the real problems and gives people a slight sense of false hope, rather than, because the reality is strength, growth and adaptation does not come from the positives. It comes from the negatives. It comes from the struggles. That's where we learn our greatest lessons. It's where we build our greatest strengths. And it is important that in the position that I'm in, I am completely honest. And it's an example of social media is a highlight reel. And it's even more of an example of make sure you're checking in with the most positive people in your life, the people who appear to be strong, to be always happy, to be always, you know, checking in with you, because there's a possibility that they are struggling and they're just not being open and honest. Now, that is down to us. I should have been a bit more open and honest before it got to that point. However, being the person who's always the healer, who's always the listener, who's always the one giving help and guidance, I should have reached out. But it is difficult when you're the person that people usually come to. And with the position that I'm in and the job that I'm trying to do, I felt a bit of an imposter. I am very fortunate that despite the lapse in judgment and the fatal decision that I made, which could have been fatal, I came to my senses, and I am so grateful for all of the years that I have invested into my own self-awareness, my own emotional intelligence, my own emotional awareness, and that for to have the tools and the skills that I have to still show up for work, to still show up for my clients, to still go to the gym, to still move my body, to still eat the right way, to still build some connections, regardless of how low a point I got to. But not only that, to then get through the other side of that and keep moving forward. It's not something that I'm proud of, but it's only helped me realize my purpose and why I'm on this path. Because if someone like myself can get to that point again, after so many years of not being that low, it can happen to anyone. And this is why these things are so important and they are so vital. Now, I am extremely aware as to how I got to that point in regards to the relationships that I've lost, the connections that I lost, the stability that I lost, the security. I lost the most significant person in my life, the one certain constant in my life I lost. And, you know, I was in somewhere unfamiliar. I was isolated. Again, there's still areas of my life that I'm still trying to work on. And it's not easy. And it's not easy when you're doing it alone, even if you have friends. And this, like, I'm speaking to those directly who feel like, you know, it's easy to say it when you've got a partner, or if you've got a strong family, or, you know, you've got the people around you to help you get by. I don't have any of that, right? I don't have a partner. I don't have a strong family network, like nuclear family or network, to make sure that I am okay. Like, I don't have a home to go back to if I don't put a roof over my head. I have to make sure that I have a secure roof over my head or I do not have one. Which was why back in Christmas time, I ended up sleeping in my car. And I don't know if I admitted that in my last podcast, where I gave a bit of an update, but I ended up sleeping in my car and before my friend put a roof over my head. And that's the realization of my life that, you know, I have struggles. And so the positive attitude that I have, the positive persona that I have, the proactivity that I have, the choices that I make to show up to do cardio, to eat the right foods, to fuel my body the right way, to train consistently, to go to uni, to do a full-time uni degree on top of full-time employment, on top of an online business, which I'm trying to grow and trying to adapt and trying to improve day to day. It's not easy, but I do it because it's a choice. I can choose to continue to live that way, or I can choose to make a difference, and I can choose to keep moving the pen forward a day at a time. Now, it's going to take time for life to be better. And these are, like, I'm speaking to you directly. I'm speaking to that person on the other end of this podcast. And I know that you're listening, where you feel that you're stuck in such a rut. You cannot improve. You cannot get better because there is no way out. You have nothing around you to get you to the next point. And it feels like an impossible task because you're not only fighting life, you're fighting yourself. You're fighting that voice in your head that tells you you're not worth it. That tells you it's just so much easier just to hit rock bottom. And even worse, when you then hear that voice, and I actually did have a discussion with my friend, because the concerning fact for me when I got to that low point was that it wasn't the act itself that was alarming. Of course, it was alarming, and it really did hit home that I had reached such a low stage. However, the more concerning part was the relief that I felt from making peace with making that decision. The relief I felt leading up to making that decision, and the disappointment I felt for getting help. That was the alarming part. That's the part where, if you're that person that, and I am speaking to you directly, where that voice in your head has convinced you so prominently that this is the answer, that it gives you that much relief from life. But I understand. I know that feeling. I understand that it is so convincing that this is the answer, because there's no other option. There's no way out. I am here to tell you there is always a way out. And the best part is you're already at rock bottom. There is no further low than where you're at right now. And again, this is coming from experience. If you're at that point, you cannot get any lower. So the best news for you, and this was the realization that I had a couple of days later, was that the only way is up. I might have to crawl, like really, really crawl to get out that hole. But so long as I keep putting one foot and one hand in front of the other, I'm still moving in the right direction. And I'm still moving in the right direction. I'm definitely not at the bottom of that hole now. Like I say, my emotional stability is back intact. My emotional intelligence has only improved from there. My mental and cognitive intelligence has only improved from there. My self-awareness around myself, the things that I want, the things that I don't want, the things that I'm no longer going to be tolerating, my own behaviors and my own ways of, like, I'm a massive people pleaser, which, unfortunately, that's been genetic. That's something that it's a habit that I have learned, unfortunately, from people around me, which has definitely impacted how much I have tolerated in other people, which is no longer happening, but it doesn't have to affect how I am or who I am as a person. And these things only come from the struggles. And this is why I said positive psychology, yes, it has a place to a point, but it's not the answer. The answers are in your struggles and what you learn from them when you go through them. It's not easy, it's painful, but you do not have to do it on your own. There is no harm in seeking help. There is no harm in speaking to people, especially those in your life. Yes, be selective. There's always people in your life who are going to love you regardless, but potentially don't, because they've maybe never had that feeling, might not understand why you've reached that point and only feel somewhat disappointed that you haven't reached out to them prior to this and see that as a bit of an insult. Be cautious of that one, because it's not that's not them being negative towards you. That's them feeling negative about themselves. You know, that's a selfish thought pattern, not reflecting on you. But if you're in that headspace, you are going to pick that up as a negative towards yourself. So be selective when you reach out. Like, I was very selective in who I told and who I spoke to. Because, and the people that I selected at the time were people who there was no judgment. There was never a, it was never a case of even letting me feel sorry for myself. It was, okay, so what are we going to do about it? It was the proactivity, the positivity, the moving forward thought patterns and conversations and that solid support. Unshakable, uncritiqued support to get me through. I was very, very selective. And I also didn't want to tell other people in my life, not because I didn't think they wouldn't be supportive, but because they already had enough going on in their own lives that it wouldn't have been fair, nor would I have received the response that I wanted given the situations that they were already in. And that's, again, a big part of being self-aware and emotionally intelligent, of the fact that I didn't want to impact who I was as a person. I also didn't want to receive a stressed response, because that would only have stressed me out further. So it's, you've got to be aware of who it is that you're speaking to. Be selective, but speak to someone, anyone. Speak to me. If you're listening to this episode and it resonates and you are struggling, speak to me. I am here to speak to anyone who's going through these processes. And trust me when I say, it is my mission. My mission in life is to understand that pattern, that shift in the mindset. And I hate the word fucking mindset. But I know I've got it in my logo, but it's to shift that thought pattern, to shift that internal voice that convinces you so strongly that this is the answer. That is my mission, to understand that as best I can, so that we can try and figure out a way to snip it out. It's never going to go completely, but if we can figure out where that comes from, it's going to be life-changing. But you are not on this path alone. You would be astounded at the people who have gone through similar situations. And this podcast episode is essentially, again, similar to the first one, like I said, is to be completely authentic. Now, I am in a much better place now, thankfully. like I said, and I have come through the other side. And despite that happening, and despite the last, I'd say the last 10 months of my life being extremely challenging, extremely painful, extremely isolating, I have built some of the most incredible connections from this place. Old connections, new connections. I have helped and guided a minimum of 7 people out of through either suicide rehabilitation or suicide prevention. I've saved 7 lives from making that decision minimum this year, despite being on that journey myself. And I have shown up for work and I have made progress. I have put a roof over my head, and I have taken on every single challenge life has thrown at me in the last year. And I have got through the other side. I'm still working on it. We're definitely not at the light at the end of the tunnel yet, but the light is there. The light is definitely there. And it's only each time I get a step further, I'm only coming at it with further purpose and further clarity as to where I'm actually going and what that light looks like. And I've said it before, from certainty and from clarity in what it is that we're trying to do, it becomes so much easier to take steps forward. It becomes so much easier when you're so clear of what that path looks like. Because it means when you do hit these struggles and you do have these niggles and you do have these patches of life which just feel like impossible to get past, you can and you will. And I wanted to take this opportunity to be honest, and to reach out to people and to speak to those who listen to this podcast in a similar headspace, thinking that you're never going to get through it, because you are. You absolutely are. The fact that you're even listening to this podcast tells me that you're going to get through it, because that's the other voice. That's the voice which I would be speaking to if you were my client. That's the part of you that I'd be speaking to if you were my friend. That's the part of you, the fighter in you. You've got two voices in there. And there is always going to be that one. We just have to make it louder than the other. Pulling that voice out and creating a stronger voice to overpower and put the other one back in its place. Because that fighter is in you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast and probably countless others like mine. You wouldn't be trying every day to be better. That's the fighter in you. That's the version of you that I'm talking to. And that's the version of you that I know is in there. And it is going to take the necessary steps to make significant change so that you get the life that you deserve, regardless of what situation you're in right now. There's always a way. There is always, always a way. So long as you have the will, I will help you find that way. Because life is too short. Don't waste it in this bubble. Seek every opportunity that you can to feel positive and loved and cared for. Even if it's you caring for yourself, it starts with you. And I hope you find that. And if you need help, please do reach out. Even if it's not to me, reach out to anybody. Because it's a huge part of the process is being able to admit. Now, I didn't admit beforehand because I'd kind of convinced, like I said, convinced myself that that was the answer, and I didn't want anyone to stop me. So I didn't tell anyone because I didn't want to be stopped. And it wasn't until afterwards that I sought help. But I did, and I did admit that this is what I've done. And I went through that whole process. But I hope, if nothing else, regardless of it may shift your thought process around me as what I do for as a guide. And if it does, if I can't come from life experience, I don't want to be a guide at all. Obviously I put the hours and days and weeks, months, years into the knowledge, into the research and all of this stuff, but nothing compares to real life experience, in my opinion. And I have that experience. And this is a new step for me. This is a new lesson for me, which I can now teach to others. So if it has adapted that thought process around me, that's perfectly okay. But if it hasn't, and you still want to follow on this journey, I am now going to be making sure that I do a podcast every week on a Sunday. I will do another update when pins start moving forward again, and I'll potentially open up about the struggles that I'm dealing with at this current moment. But for the time being, I feel like this is a long enough episode. But I hope you guys maybe not have enjoyed it, but I've maybe taken something from it. And I hope that if you are in that place, you do listen and you go and give yourself that love by reaching out, talking through the process, and taking the necessary steps to just put that one hand and one foot in front of the other. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Lots of love.